not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. That sounds so much better than that TikTok Drew did yesterday. Aaron, he did it right. He was just being normal. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Yeah, he did it right. But you had to get on KECO's TikTok and account and see what Drew was up to yesterday. Pretty interesting. Let's check out some temperatures going on around the state and Texas also. Never leave them out. Looks like Buffalo, Oklahoma is the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now at 95. Slap out your 92 Canadian, you're at 89. Cheyenne, you're 89. Eric, you're 93. Altus and Hollis and Hobart and Mangum, you're all 91 and 92 degrees. And Shamrock, Texas, you're at 94 degrees. So anyway, it's going to be a warm one. I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma long ranger forecast coming up for you here in this third segment. And the Hobart Farm and Garden long ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle there in the last segment of the show. Well, today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour, all hour. So I'll tell you a little more about Stockman's Veterinary Clinic coming up for you. But first, before I go to grains, I want everybody to know that this evening, on the 20th, which is today, at 6 o'clock at the Carnegie Library right here in Elk City, Greg Hartman, the Beckham County OSU Extension Educator, will be at the library at 6 o'clock to talk about the monarch butterfly. Come learn about the monarch butterflies and what you can do to help them. It's super important if you got time to go by, whether you're on the farm, the ranch, or you live in a house in the city, come by and learn a bunch about the monarch. The monarch butterfly is super, extremely important to our ecosystem, and a lot of people don't understand. They love to watch monarch butterflies, et cetera, but we need to put out some plots, especially with the milkweed for them, and learn about it. It's super important, so please attend that tonight with Greg Hartman. He'll be teaching. And then again on September 22nd, which will be the day after tomorrow, which what makes it Thursday, at 5 o'clock, it'll be for children at the Carnegie Library here in Elk City. Tonight is for adults and teenagers, or teens. So anyway, super important, and would really appreciate if you guys all went and learned about the monarch butterfly, because it's in very, very important to our ecosystem. So, well, let's check out what the grains are doing. And it looks like everything's in the green, except for feeder cattle. Usually when grains are doing good, feeder cattle goes down, and we'll check that out here in just a minute. But let's get going with the grains. Futures on corn for December's up nicely, $6.91 a bushel. March is $6.95. May is $6.95. Soybeans up quite a bit also. November 1480, January 1487, March is 1489. Soybean meal, October, $451.50 per short ton. December is $440.50, January is $435.30. Soybean oil, October, $68.50, December, $65.65, and January, $64.68. Hard red winter wheat, December $9.52 a bushel. March is $9.48. Oats, December $4.08. and March is $4.09 a bushel. Let's see what cotton's doing. Cotton's just on a continuous downslide. I mean, it's slid about 10 cents a pound in the last 7 or 8 days. Cotton number two, CME, October is 97 cents a pound. December is 96 cents a pound. What's oil and all that good stuff doing? Oil is down. It's 83.71 West Texas. Oil is, that is. Natural gas down below $8 now. It's at 786 per thousand cubic feet. And looks like the stock market's down. Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500 all are down today. Let's check out the cash grain prices at the elevator in Oklahoma and Texas today. There we go. Wheat, 907 a bushel. Corn's at 782. And Milo's at 712, and soybeans are a couple pennies under 15 bucks at $14.98. Well, let's see what's causing all the chaos today. Corn and wheat were higher in overnight trading, and soybeans were a little changed as crop conditions declined and planting progress was behind expectations. About 52% of the U.S. corn crop is in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, and that's down 1% from last week. 7% of the crop was harvested, up from 5% a week earlier, but just behind the prior five-year average of 8%. Not doing too bad there. 40% of the corn was mature versus 25%. Last week, and average of 45% in the last five-year average there, and so it's down about 5%. 55% of the U.S. soybeans earned top ratings, down from 56% of the previous week. 3% of the crop was already harvested as of the start of the week, and that's behind the normal 5%. So not too bad. Analysts was expecting to have 5% in the bin, but only about 3% has been harvested so far. Some 42% of the soybean crop was dropping leaves. That's up from 22% a week earlier, but down from the average of 47%. The spring wheat harvest in the United States was almost complete, with 94% in the bin, on par with the prior five-year average. Winter wheat planting continues with 21% of it in the ground as of Sunday. That's up from 10% a week earlier and ahead of the normal 17% for this time of the year. Analysts have projected sowing at 20% complete. 2% of the crop had emerged on par with average. Rainfall is expected in the Central Plains into the southern Midwest tomorrow through Thursday, though the 6 to 15 day outlook is largely dry, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Some late season dryness continues in about 30% of the corn and soybean growing areas, mainly in the western Midwest. This will allow early harvest to progress. Long-term moisture deficits persist in about half the U.S. wheat, though showers may offer a modest short-term improvement for Central Plains seeding. Corn futures for December delivery rose 3 pennies to $6.81¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for December delivery gained 4¾ cents to $8.35¼ a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 4¼ to $9.14 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 1¼ cents to $14.60 a bushel. Soy meal lost about $2.20 to $427.10 a short ton, while soybean oil dropped 15 pennies to $65.01 a pound. Inspections of grains and soybeans for overseas delivery rose in 7 days that ended on September 15th, according to the USDA. Corn inspections last week totaled 549,354 metric tons. That's up from 474,000 tons the week prior to that, and 403,000 from last year. Examinations of soybeans for export improved to 518,743 metric tons, well above 341,000 tons inspected a week earlier, and 279,000 tons same time last year. Wheat inspections last week rose to 790,000 metric tons from 757,000 tons the week before and up from 567,000 tons same point last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has assessed 1.15 million metric tons of corn for export. That's up only 622,000 tons during the same time frame last year. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 912,000 metric tons, and that's an increase from 500,000 tons same period last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 7.21 million metric tons. That's down from 7.75 tons inspected same point as last year. Well, rain, thunderstorms are possible in parts of the southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois, though odds are slim that some small hail will fall, according to the National Weather Service. It's going to be hot in the area this afternoon into early evening with humid air mass accompanying highs around or a little above 90 degrees. Those working outside are advised to use caution. Such heat in late September can be deceptive and can cause added stress for those outdoor for prolonged periods of time. In the southern plains, down here where we're at, meanwhile, thunderstorms may fire up starting tomorrow. Widespread severe weather isn't expected, though storms will possibly be in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, where hard red winter wheat is sowing is underway. Well, Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main in here in Elk City. Not hard to find at all. It's right there on the west side of the road there. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccination, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also, she's scheduling farm calls, providing 24-hour emergency service for all species except for rattlesnakes and bull snakes or any snakes for that matter, but her time's coming. Jimmy's going to find that right rattlesnake, and we're going to go in there and see if she can remove the rattles without hurting the snake. Anyway, called 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide you for you and your animals. They do care, and it really shows. Coming up in my next section, we'll talk about live and feeder cattle prices. I got some results from Western Oklahoma and Elk City Livestock Auctions. And then I got, well, might start out with my chicken story of my buddy out here in Roger Mills County. They had a chicken roundup Saturday, so I got a couple stories to tell you about that. And then they had the big chicken auction at Sayre. I think it's the middle Saturday of every month, or the second or third one, however that works out. They had that over at Sayre, or not Sayre, but Eric. And I've been looking all over the USDA website, and I can't find any results to see what the chickens are bringing for you guys. So you just know I do have some people that have texted in looking for chickens. So before in the show, and had a guy ask me the other day about where he could buy some chickens. He didn't want to go to the auction. He just wants to buy some off the farm. So we'll talk about that coming up with Jimmy's Chicken Tip of the Week. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Have you ever decided to DIY that home project and then painted yourself into an corner? You may have some basic fix-it or build-it know-how, but could use advice on how to get that job done right. And what about tools? Do you really want to buy a self-propelled stump grinder? Well, there's a business in Elk City that'll help you tackle those home projects by offering advice on how to get the job done and provide you with the proper tools for the job. That business is DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Bobby and Trish have been serving the area since 1988, and they take pride in helping folks. Maybe you have a leaky water line that runs under the driveway that you're not sure how to deal with. They're good listeners and don't charge a thing for their advice. They'd be more than happy to visit with you. Don't get stuck in a moment. Go check out DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything, and they sell mowers too. Check DJ's Rental and Sales out on Facebook and inside the Penny News.
Come have a ball at the Canadian River Beach Club's Calf Fry Cook-Off Barbecue and Beach Party September 24th in Canadian, Texas. In addition to the great food, entertainment will be provided by the Godfather of Trop Rock, Jerry Diaz and Hannes Reef, and TRMA Entertainer of the Year, Donnie Brewer and the Doc Rockers. Mosey on over to the biggest Trop Rock party in the Texas Panhandle September 24th at the Canadian River Beach Club in Canadian, Texas. For more details, search Facebook for Canadian River Beach Club.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, according to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet here in this Elk City Studio Center here, 90 degrees. Winds are out of the southwest at 9 miles an hour here in Elk City. 40% humidity. Looks like Buffalo and Freedom, 96 degrees are the hot spots. And we got, let's check out where Lori Campbell's at. 92 degrees, but she'll, if she's listening, she'll probably text in and tell me that that's not what her truck says. But anyway, 91 at Altus, 92 at Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County, and Mangum, capital of Greer County, is 91. Anyway, pretty warm out there. Well, let's check out what the feeders and the live are. Live feeders for October at 146, up slightly. December is 150, 150. February is 155, 55. And April, 159, 05. Everything's got fives on it on live cattle. Feeder cattle are down slightly, not too terrible bad, but still down. We hate to see feeder cattle going down. September is 179.07 and 180.77 for October. Lean hogs, October 96.05, December 88.20, and February is 92.17. Let's see what happened there east of Clinton on I-40 yesterday and Elk City Friday. We got those reports in. Over 2,000 head was at Elk City Friday. Let's check out some of the prices. Looks like things are down slightly, but not terrible. Still a good price. We had some from Canute. We had 420-pound averages bringing 190. From Pampa, we had 456 bringing 202. From Mangum, 458-pounders, 195 per hundredweight. Now let's scroll on down here from Lone Wolf, 514-pounders, 187.50. From Wheeler, Texas, 539-pounders, 185. From Leedy, man, they're all coming from all over the place at Elk City this last week. 188. And then Willow, we had 603-pounders, $1.77. Shamrock, 705-pounders, brought 160. From Raiden, 617-pounders, 174.50. And look at this. Check this out. From Mountain View, 11 head, 779-pounders, brought almost $1.59. On the heifer side, from Leedy, we had some 379s, $1.74. From Mangum, 421s, 162. From Willow, 444-pounders, $1.64. From Allen Reed, 483. I hope I said that right. 164.50. Mountain View, some more, 507-pounders, $1.55. And some big ones from Canute, 675-pounders, $1.41. Let's see what the cows were doing. Butcher cows were down considerably, $36 to $87 on slaughter cows, and bulls just hanging in there anywhere from $62 to $1.14. Bred cows and pairs still nicely up in prices. Bred cows bringing up to $1,400, and pairs were bringing up to $1,550. All right, yesterday, They had almost 1,200 head at Clinton yesterday, or east of Clinton at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Steers, man, they was 482-pounders on the average weight. From Cordell, 196.75. From Corn, 642-pound average, big set, 133 head to be exact, 182.50. 16 head from Weatherford, 829, 173, and 948-pounders were bringing $1.56. On the heifer side, basically, it really didn't matter on the weight. Anywhere from 386 to 839, they was bringing anywhere from $1.62 to $1.54. I mean, that's it. Some wean ones, the 556-pound wean ones from Lookabee was probably the higher seller ones. They brought $1.61 and they averaged $5.56. They did have some slaughter cows over there bringing up to $86, and bulls were down a little bit and they was at $107.50, and I think that was it. That's all going. All right, let's talk chickens. So once a month over at Eric, they have a chicken auction, and they sell other stuff over there that has to be ag related. Well, anyway, Saturday, my buddy from Roger Mills County, I'll protect the innocent and won't mention any names, he was supposed to come over fairly early Saturday morning and help me work on my baler, changing out the chains, and I was welding the deal on the back there below the where I store the net wrap, where it comes out, and it was wearing a groove there, and the net was catching on it. Well, he shows up about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I mean, shoot, it's almost dinner time already. Well, anyway, I asked him, where the heck you been? Not know the exact words, but close. Anyway, he said he was helping his wife gather chickens up to take to the chicken auction at Eric. And I said, well, that's cool. Take you 2 hours. He said, oh, my God, I'd catch one, and she'd decide she wanted to keep that one. And we'll catch another one. She wants to keep that one. She couldn't make her mind up. So he was throwing his wife under the bus pretty hard that day. But I could just imagine 75-year-old man, 76. I think he's older than that. Anyway, trying to catch a chicken, and then she decides she doesn't want to keep it, and then he has to let it go after probably. So she took 6 or 8 chickens, if I remember right. So that's about 20 minutes of chicken. So anyway, just it's heck to get old and can't catch those chickens like you used to. But anyway, it might have been 6. Oh, that's what it was. He caught 6 chickens. Well, actually, it's about 20 minutes a chicken to catch them. And then she came home with more than she sold. This is awesome. But, you know, she does chickens just like ranchers and farmers do their cows. They replace them with younger chickens, you know, like getting heifers and cows. So anyway, interesting deal on the chicken part, but he said they had some hens that were probably 5 years old, and I haven't Googled it yet. The text line, the Today in Ag text line, is open at 580-225-9697. What is the average lifespan of a laying hen? Does anybody really know out there? I want to know. And I don't have time to Google it right now. But anyway, he was saying there's some of them maybe 5 years old. So I'm surprised they live that long. But anyway, you got any chicken comments, be sure to text it in. Like I said, 580-225-9697. All right, when we get back, today is Tuesday, and everybody knows today is Hay Day Tuesdays. So I got some hay reports for you. I got an interesting article on talking about grazing corn stocks. And because there's more corn growing around in western Oklahoma, you know, everybody thinks Texas Panhandle and up there in Oklahoma Panhandle, that's corn country. But actually, to my amazement, there's quite a bit more corn growing around here than I thought. And I'm learning this because we're my son and I, with the help of Daryl down at Hobart, we're growing corn under his pivot down there at Granite, and got Buddy growing corn over here by Hex, and there's lots of corn growing around, a lot more than I thought. There's some guys doing some silage up there around Thomas and Custer City, so it's interesting to do a little study, because you just don't think of western Oklahoma as corn country. And anyway, but we'll be right back with the Northwestern Oklahoma long with a G on the end forecast, Ranger forecast for you coming up right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Don't miss Six Flags Fright Fest presented by Snickers. Enjoy daytime thrills for your little monsters like trick-or-treating and Kids Boo Fest. But when the sun goes down, that's when the thrills turn into chills. Thrills by day, fright by night. At the biggest, scariest Six Flags Fright Fest ever. Get Fright Fest and many new events in 2022 and 2023 for as low as $6.99 a month. See details at sixflags.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Moments like watching my grandson steal second mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cells cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 16th. 2,080 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 311 brought 210. 5 at 498 brought 174. 10 at 568 brought 177. 11 at 603 brought 177. 4 at 705 brought 160. 10 at 725 brought 170. 11 at 779 brought 158.50. 6 head of heifers at 351 brought 183. 4 at 421 brought 162. 15 at 456 brought 165. 550, 3 at 495 brought 159, 14 at 507 brought 155, 9 at 629 brought 143, 2 at 675 brought 141. Butcher cows were 36 to 87, butcher bulls brought 62 to 114, bred cows were 725 to 1400, pairs brought 1200 to 1550. That's Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And they wonder why I don't take live calls. You ought to see this one text I got from a buddy of mine. I'll just initial him J.A. You're funny, James. Anyway, let's check out the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Whoops, I did that wrong. Oh, yes, I did. Come on. Yeah, no, I got her back up. Man, I'm good. I fired that right back up. Okay, for northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle and parts of northeastern Texas Panhandle, and also some little area there on the north side of the state line into Kansas, here is your forecast. It's really simple. Hot, sunny, and dry. Today, 97 for a high. Tomorrow, 98. Thursday, it's going to cool off, but it ain't going to last long. 79 degrees for a high in actual Woodward. And look at the low, 56 degrees. But guess what? Friday, 93. Saturday, 95. So, and there is no moisture in the forecast. I'm sorry to say. I know you guys, we need it. People got a lot of wheat planted and rye planted. Peanut harvest is 2 to 3 weeks away. Just all kinds of stuff going on. And I'm just going to throw this out there for you guys right now. The army worms are here in full force. The bugs are here in full force. Yesterday, my landlord over there on the east side of the river said he was wondering what was eating these sunflower plants up, not the big ones, but just the regular ones, the yellow ones you've been seeing along the side of the roads. And he stopped, and it was just covered with army worms. And I went out to the garden. Here's my garden story. You know, guys, notice I've been really quiet about my garden all year. Well, 4 months later, I picked my first tomatoes yesterday. I also picked my first okra yesterday, and I picked my first yellow squash. But what I discovered on that okra caught me way off guard. There was actual army worms on the okra plants, and they're here. And you walk through your yard at night with a flashlight, those aphids, those gray ones, the yellow ones, and the white ones are flying everywhere. So keep an eye on your crops out there for the army worms, because they are here in full force. Be careful out there. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, let's talk about the text messages I got in on the text line. Where did my text? Hang on, I gotta fire this back up. There we go. Anyway, a lot of chicken lovers out here, so which is awesome. I found something that really people like to talk about is chickens. Okay. Anyway, from Bridget. She says, Google says 6 to 8 years, and that's what I've heard. And then another lady says, hens' average lifespan is between 5 to 10 years old and usually only lay eggs up to about 4 to 5 years old. And that's what the gentleman that was chasing chickens around Saturday told me, that when they get 5 or 6 years old, the eggs start getting really brittle and they crack open really easy. So that was another one. And then what else we got? One more. I got a bunch of them, but I'm just going over the ones I could discuss on air. We have one big red hen, and she has to be at least 7 years old. She's outlived all the others. Our granddaughter named her Claire. And so anyway, pretty good. So anyway, there were some more chicken texts, but we're not going to discuss that today. Anyway, all right. Let's check out the hay markets real quick. Looks like it's up slightly, $5 to $10, and this is reported sales of hay around the United States to the USDA. Not everybody reports their hay to the USDA, so this is just right off the top of the board. It looks like California and where else? Well, for reported sales this week, California is the highest. Premium alfalfa, $400 to $500 a ton. Even good alfalfa is $320 to $435. Let's check around our neighbors up in Kansas, $210 to $300 a ton for a premium, $180 to $285 on good alfalfa. Missouri, $180 to $300. I'd like to buy some of that. $150 to $185 on good. New Mexico, $250 to $400 on premium. We got some in Oklahoma, anywhere from $225 to $300. Texas, $330 to $450. And both of those got a D by them, so it must be delivered. And then on, that's on premium. And then on good hay, $280 to $330, and that's delivered on good alfalfa. Down here in the grass hay, let's check out what's happening. Not a lot reported in sales last week, but we'll start with Kansas, $120 to $165 a ton. Missouri, $175 a ton. Oklahoma, nothing available. Texas, $240 to $330. And looks like the highest reported last week on grass sales per ton was Oregon, and it was going anywhere from $400 to $440. All right, on the hay. That's reported. So, here we go. All right, grazing corn stocks in the fall, in the winter, can be economically a feeding strategy that offers a high-quality feed for beef cattle. With that said, cows will selectively graze corn ears before they do the stalks, husk, and leaves, which can disrupt their rumen function. While the amount of leftover corn grain is rarely enough to cause health concerns, ear drop rates vary with growing season and harvest conditions. Russ Daly with the South Dakota State University notes that wind conditions may cause more ears to fall, and some corn hybrids seem to have greater ear drop than others. The extension veterinarian explains when cattle consume excess corn grain, their rumens are overwhelmed with the influx of carbohydrates, also known as grain overload. Microbes process the grain and produce acid as a byproduct, which encourages other types of rumen bacteria through acidic environments and produce even more lactic acid. The result of all this lactic acid buildup is a wildly out of whack population of rumen microbes. Byproducts of all this acid production creates a pressure problem where body fluids travel from the bloodstream into the rumen and try to dilute the problematic substances. At this point, the rumen will fill with fluid, yet cows will be dehydrated. That acid that is absorbed through the bloodstream will interfere with their organ systems and affect animals, and affected animals will show signs of weaknesses and staggering daily. Says cows may develop diarrhea with undigested corn in the stool, and in extreme cases, animals will lay down and refuse to get up. And some of the care and prevention of this, if you got that problem around here, administering fluids like biocarbonate may remedy the situation. However, this may not be practical. Daly suggests giving animals displaying mild signs of that solution of antacid solution, but he advises against forcing cows to drink water. He also recommends producers to be proactive about corn stalk grazing because of the risk of the grain overload. Considering using polywire to allot smaller portions of the field instead of allowing animals to graze the entire area. This will ensure a better balance of nutrients from the ears, the stalks, the husk, and the leaves, and it will keep cattle to adapt to higher volumes of grain over the time. How about that? Anyway, interesting. So when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. It's not much better in the Southwest than it is in the Northwest. And matter of fact, a lot of Southwestern Oklahoma is in a D4 drought, basically from Mangum South. It just doesn't look very good. No bueno at all. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 19th. 1,162 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 342 brought 214, 12 at 504 brought 189, 5 at 519 brought 180, 10 at 717 brought 164, 37 at 723 brought 180.50, 16 at 829 brought 173, 8 at 948 brought 156, 8 head of heifers at 386 brought 158, 17 at 462 brought 155, 5 at 515 brought 151, 9 at 556 brought 161, 12 at 592 brought 155, 9 at 747. 7 brought 157, 13 at 839 brought 154, butcher cows were 20 to 86, butcher bulls brought 94 to 107.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
At Boat Rides and Ford of Elk City, shop while it's hot with new SUVs arriving daily. Now's the time to take advantage of our deep inventory, or we will custom order any vehicle you want with all the great savings and factory discounts you're used to. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between, Ford or not. That's the Barber Dyson difference, only at BarberDysonFord.net.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. the ability to get hay right now. And when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently 94 degrees with the heat index at 95. The humidity's at 35%. The winds are out of southwest, 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 21. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Today, 95. Tomorrow, 96. This is for southwestern Oklahoma. Thursday, 86 for a high. And then Friday, we're back up to 93. And Saturday, 95. So I went ahead and looked at the extended Long Ranger forecast by Saturday. And starting Sunday for the next 7 to 10 days, we are going to be in the basically on the average in the mid-80s. So it's going to cool down. But I'm sorry to say there is not one drop of water in the forecast so far that I can see here for southwestern or any parts of western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. So anyway, bad news, but hey, cooler temperatures are a good start. So we'll see how that goes. All right. You guys know how big I am on fire departments for western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. Coming up October 8th, which is a Saturday at 6 p.m., in Roger Mills County, the Berlin Fire Department will be having their annual fish and oyster fry. 6 o'clock, October 8th. Put that on your phone right now on your calendar. Save it in there and put an alarm on it. Fish and oyster fry. Saturday, October 8th, 2022, 6 p.m. at the Berlin Fire Department in big town of Berlin, Oklahoma. One more thing so I can get on with some more stuff that I got going. First time I mentioned it was yesterday. You guys remember the movie 50 to 1? The winner of the 2009 Kentucky Derby. He's going to be at 66 to go right out here west of Elk City. Right there where 6 and 066 split, just on the west of the Hutch's west side. Sunday, September 25th from 11 a.m. to 4 o'clock. Come get your photo taken with 2009 Kentucky Derby winner. Meet Mind That Bird. He's an awesome horse. My first chance of seeing him in person, like I said, was back in July when Joe Merrick was on him. Riding through the Sayre Downtown Park for the Dust Bowl days. He's a beautiful specimen for a horse. And I know that I think it says 16 and 3/4 or 17 hands tall, but this sucker, when you see him out there next to those quarter horses, he looks like he's like 25 hands tall. He just dwarfs those quarter horses. But anyway, beautiful horse. $5 minimum purchase will get you a picture and a signed poster by Mark Allen, who owns it. Here's the good thing about it. 20% of the sales will go to local charities like Meals on Wheels and Dream League Baseball. Cool deal. Put that on your calendar also, September 25th. I got some more text in. Let's just see if... anyway, better not say that out loud. I got the rattlesnake covered. I'm getting doing the rattlesnake. I was just joking, okay? Anyway, let's check out what else is happening. Oh, here we go. Cow-Calf Corner. One of my favorite guys to read articles on and listen to is Professor Daryl Peel. from the Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. Most years, September will be occupied by lots of attention to wheat planting and budgets for winter grazing of stockers, and it usually is. However, the latest drought monitor shows that 99.9% of Oklahoma is in abnormally dry or worse, which is from a DO to a D4, with 48.81% in a D3 and D4. And D4, as you all know, guys know, is extreme and exceptional drought. The three maps from the Mesonet system show plant available water at 4, 16, and 32 inches. On the depths, the dark red and brown colors of the maps indicate the soil profile of much of the state is very dry from top to bottom. And it is. There's spots all over Oklahoma, but the most extreme is in southwestern Oklahoma, where there is very little water available from 32 inches upward. The USDA crop progress report for September 13 showed that 11% of Oklahoma wheat was planted, ahead of the five-year average of 4% for that date. I traveled across most of western Oklahoma last week and did see several planted fields and even a couple with wheat emerged. In many cases of the wheat is being dusted in, planted in dry soil, hoping that rain will be forthcoming to germinate the wheat. Whether wheat is planted from enough moisture to germinate or is waiting for rain to emerge, the dry soil profile means that additional timely rains will be needed to sustain a wheat stand. The forecast for next week or more is for unseasonably, maybe record warm temperatures with little chance of precipitation. Wheat grazing prospects look very dim and risky this fall. The widespread drought conditions mean that I have received far less than the unusual number of questions about the economic prospects for winter stalkers this year. And I think this is the reason why you're seeing some of the cattle market starting to go downward a little bit because of lack of moisture. Stocker budgets are driven by the overall level of cattle prices and the relationship between purchase prices for lightweight stockers and the expected price of heavy feeder cattle later. The difference in the purchase price and the selling price of stocker cattle is the rollback that determines the gross value of gain for adding weight to feeder cattle. The stocker price rollback is the mirror image of the cost of gain for feedlots, because feeder markets reflect whether it is cheaper to put weight on feeder cattle in forage-based stocker programs before they arrive at the feedlot, or with grain-based rations after placement in the feedlot. Southern Plains feedlot cost of gain for steers is roughly $125 to $130 per pound currently. So stocker value of gain would typically be about the same level. For example, using current Oklahoma feeder prices, the value of 300 pounds of gain on a 475-pound steer is $1.29 a pound. Moreover, for stockers that will be marketed after winter grazing, there is currently about $7 increase in feeder future prices between the nearby and the March contracts, which adds even more to the value of gain. In other words, if winter stocking grazing is available, the budget looks more attractive at this time. And that's from Mr. Dr. Peel. And we need a hurricane to hit Houston. That's what we need. I always look forward to hurricane season, and I don't wish anything bad on people on the Texas coast. But you don't know how many lives that are good hurricane coming up through the western part of between Corpus and down in there, and coming up and circling right back and around into Oklahoma. It was very important to pond getting full for the winter, so we had water in the ponds. But it's been a long time since we've had a good hurricane through Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, whether it's northwest, southwest, doesn't matter, all western Oklahoma. But we really do need one in a serious way, and I hope we get one. So anyway, also tightening supplies a supply pushes Fed prices even higher. Real quickly before we have to go, cash Fed cattle trade was called moderately active last week, with the South at 142 per hundredweight, a dollar higher. Cattle North sold 143 to 144, and 226 to 228 dressed, steady to one buck higher. Feeder cattle traded $2 to $6 lower, and calves was $1 to $5 lower. Even tightening supplies of fed cattle continue to support the fed cattle trade, and cattle feeders and ranchers are gradually seeing market leverage shift into their direction. Traders anxiously anticipate next Friday's cattle on feed report, which will be coming out here in 2 to 3 days. October live cattle futures fell 12.5 cents to 145.50, down 17.5 cents for the week. October feeder cattle rose 32.5 cents to 181.25, down $4.32 from last week, and cattle market bulls were encouraged by this week's trade. Well, there you have it. Please remember, tonight at Carnegie Library here in Elk City, the Monarch Butterfly event. OSU Extension educator Greg Hartman at 6 o'clock for adults and teens at 6 o'clock. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day. See you tomorrow. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.